We've got on the KSRO live line with us Congressman Mike Thompson. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well. You have a funny way of spending your congressional recess, but we're happy you're here this morning. I have to ask you first, Congressman, what's the latest news that you're getting on the firing of James Comey?
Well, I think people are rightfully concerned as to what happened. It, I think it was, the timing is certainly curious, and the motives are in question. I think it just strengthens my argument for private independent counsel to take this this issue over.
You know, Congressman, you sit on a very powerful committee, the House Ways and Means Committee. Let's just assume for a second the Republicans and Mr. Trump, President Trump, get their act together. They want to do tax reform. What would your that look like for you?
Well, we've seen, you know, very little as far as details. The president's proposal that he touted for weeks that was going to be the greatest and the best and the biggest tax reform ever to come out of any government entity came out as a one-sheet piece of paper, double-spaced, with some highlights on it. Nothing in that proposal was a real proposal. There was no details or no particulars. So we're still at a loss as to what it is that the president would want to do. The Republican proposal, and I think it's important to note that the Republicans have been working on their proposal for years. Paul Ryan, the Speaker, former chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, this is his bailiwick. This is his baby. And the president came out and just pulled the carpet right out from underneath him by trying to preempt him and take over the whole tax debate. As I understand it, there was no discussion, so he just threw his Republican Congress under the bus, the House proposal. So we still don't have all the particulars on that, but we do know a couple of things. We know that they want it to be revenue neutral, meaning it wouldn't cost anything, unlike the president's proposal that would break the bank and send everything to the national debt. But they also said that it wasn't going to be distributionally neutral, which means that it would give the majority of the tax cuts to the wealthiest people in the country. And clearly we need something that's fair and recognizes the hard work of working men and women, middle-class people across the country. They've got some major funding problems with theirs if it's going to be revenue neutral. They want to fund it by imposing a border adjustment tax, which just about every corporate partner in the country has come out against. Anybody who imports anything from any other country to sell here would be financially harmed by that. So that they still have a lot of vetting to do on their proposal.
We are on the KSRO live line with Congressman Mike Thompson. Now, Congressman, you along with other state and local leaders were at the Sonoma Vets Hall last night talking about a very important subject to Sonoma County commuters, the traffic and the flooding problems on Highway 37. What came out of that meeting?
Well, I thought it was a great opportunity to sit down with everyone who's been working on this for some time and the public to discuss what the challenges are and how to move forward. There's a number of proposals in the mix right now that would included would be a private party investment in Highway 37. There's a company that would like to take on what's known as the B section, and that's the area from Sonoma Raceway to Vallejo, and construct a toll road across that area to alleviate both the traffic congestion, and also there's an environmental concern too, and that is the existing highway stops the flow of water into
right.
a very important estuary to the north or the west of Highway 37. So that was discussed. It was explained how if left on its own to go through the regular transportation infrastructure process of building a new road, it wouldn't happen until 2088.
Wow.
We also know that with climate change, as you pointed out, there's a flooding concern too. It was manifested earlier this year by the area they call the A section. That's the piece that flooded out and traffic had to be rerouted for 20 some days. That climate change and ocean level rise impacts that B section also. There's two or three or four spots along that section of highway that are expected to go underwater in the not too distant future. So this is a top priority issue for,
yes,
I think, all of us in the area. Sadly, it hasn't been a top priority for the rest of the state. And it's even in our area, it's not the number one priority because we have other issues that are important, like the Narrows over on 101.
Yep.
So we're trying to figure out a way to move this up the priority line and provide the attention that it deserves and get that piece of highway fixed.
Well, naturally, Congressman, Sonoma County commuters and North Bay commuters at large want to know how much would it really cost us should that stretch of Highway 37 become a toll road? I know some numbers are being bandied about at this point.
As far as the amount of money that it would cost,
yeah,
to go back and forth,
yeah,
I'm not sure. There's three or four different options. First of all, there's different options as to what to build. One would be taking the existing road and making that bigger. That's a non-starter in my view because of the estuary issues that I raised. Then there's two other proposals. One for an elevated causeway, and then there's one for an even better elevated causeway, and each one of those brings with it a different cost to make that pencil out.
It's going to be a lot of money no matter which particular solution is chosen. It's just a huge project, but it's a project that is, as we know, very necessary, and it's going to take some time to get to that particular solution and then get everything in place and get it done. Congressman, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Go ahead.
I just want to say that the issue of the cost of the toll was a big part of the meeting last night. There's some people that just can't afford to pay that toll, irrespective of how much it is.
Right.
And remember, these are people who are commuting back and forth because the cost of affordable housing keeps getting pushed further and further away.
Yep.
So, and that's not a problem that's going to be solved anytime soon as well. So if you're living in Vacaville because you can't afford to live in Sonoma or Marin, and you're having to drive across that body of water, and a toll makes it impossible for you to do that, then what do you do? Do you not work, or do you drive
right
up around Napa, and then you move the congestion to a different spot?
Yeah, they are all very difficult things to consider for a lot of us. Congressman, thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it, as always.
You bet. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. That is Congressman Mike Thompson.